Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. This is a brief summary and my take on living the Four Agreements. The Four Agreements is a book written by Don Miguel Ruiz and published in 1997. It's a small book, but it's easy to read and can be read in a couple of days. It's called a Toltec wisdom book. And the story in the introduction is about how the knowledge was hidden when the Europeans arrived and was passed down in secret. Just by itself, Ruiz's story is amazing. I won't retell it here, but like many of us, the cares of the world got to him and he left his family to seek fame and fortune. But he saw what needed to be done in return to learn the old ways from his grandfather. Ruiz says that we become domesticated by our parents and immediate family and then by the rest of the world. We all have the Four Agreements within us, but we lose them through this domestication process. We start living in the world, not in our spirit. We became distracted as children because the adults in our lives focused our attention on the things that they wanted us to be and do. And what we have to do to be free is to challenge those beliefs that were programmed into us from an early age. Ruiz says this, "All of humanity is searching for truth, justice, and beauty. We are on an eternal search for the truth because we only believe in the lies we have stored in our mind. We keep searching and searching when everything is already within us. There is no truth to find. Wherever we turn our heads, all we see is truth. But with the agreements and beliefs we have stored in our mind, we have no eyes for this truth. Everything we believe may be right, but it also may be wrong. Until we examine what we believe and begin to become free, we will never know. We have to have the courage to break the old agreements because the Four Agreements are livable for all of us if we want them. Agreement number one, be impeccable with your word. This seems obvious, doesn't it? Who goes out one day and says, I'm just going to lie to myself? No one, obviously. But that's what we do because that's how we are trained. We are judged by our parents, our teachers, and others. And this gives us a belief system of how the world views us and how we view and treat ourselves. The word impeccable means without fault or without sin. Think about that for a second. Then think about how you talk to yourself. Most people have an inner critic that tells them how good or bad they're doing regularly. Ruiz talks about how words have the power of creation. He writes this, "What you dream, what you feel, and what you really are will be manifested through the word." What do you dream of for yourself? The words you use when you talk about your future can show you what you really believe about yourself. You can change the way your inner critic identifies you by what you say to yourself. Learn to say good things about yourself and your future. If you can't find anything good to say about yourself, find some affirmations to say. Look for quotes or scriptures that can remind you that you are loved and cared for. Don't lie to yourself and tell yourself you're worthless. Use your words to remind yourself who you really are and that you are loved. The last part of that, what you really are will be manifested through your word, means the more you say bad things about yourself, the worse you're going to feel. You're going to manifest the bad into your life. Have you ever seen someone who is miserable all the time? Maybe someone you know just popped into your mind. You know people like that, right? People who are miserable all the time. How much time do you want to spend with them? Become impeccable with your word, and you will begin to see a change in your life. Develop an attitude of gratitude. Learn to tell yourself the true, good things about yourself. Be willing to make the first step and be impeccable with your word. Agreement number two, don't take anything personally. Of the four agreements, this one has been the hardest for me to grasp. I used to say, I don't care what anyone thinks about me. What I really meant was, I care very deeply about what everyone thinks about me. I spent a large part of my life learning to be a chameleon so that everyone I came into contact with would like me. So I did exactly the opposite of agreement number two, and I took everything personally. But I put on a facade saying I didn't care. If you remember that everyone has their own set of agreements they have made with the world, they have thoughts and beliefs that may or may not match yours because everyone was raised or programmed differently. Most people spend most of their time worrying about what others think about them. We live in a self-absorbed society that is fixated on self. When we take things personally, we're easily triggered by any perceived slight, whether it's real or imagined. Don Miguel writes this: if someone gives you an opinion and says, hey, you look fat, don't take it personally, because the truth is that this person is dealing with his or her own feelings, beliefs, and opinions. When we take what others say personally, it gives them a chance to infect us with their poison, with their words they use to harm others. Think about this. Most people are hurting. You've heard the saying, hurting people hurt people. It's true. People who are hurt want you to hurt with them. Some people set out every day setting a trap in their emotions so that someone will trigger it and they can act out. Now, don't get me wrong. Most people aren't like this. They don't even realize they're hurt. But when they react over an imagined slight, you can see how hurt they really are. When you stop taking things personally, you can see that it's not about you. It's about the other person and the agreements they have made with themselves. As you begin to step back and take responsibility for how you act and react, you will stop being a victim. You can see things from the other person's point of view and live without being harmed by what anyone thinks. Agreement number three, don't make assumptions. Have you ever been in a relationship? Has the person you were in the relationship with, have they forgot to contact you when they said they would? Have they not called or texted and you thought they were mad or wanted to end the relationship? Or someone posted something kind of cryptic on social media and you thought they were talking about you? Then you have made assumptions. I think by now we can start to see that the first three agreements really build on each other. Agreement one helps us to start focusing on how we see ourselves. Agreement two helps you to see what people say doesn't have to harm you. And agreement three shows you that because you think it may not be true. The author says this: in any kind of relationship, we can make the assumption that others know what we think and we don't have to say what we want. They are going to know what we want because they know us so well. Whether it's your fiance or your boss or your children, no one can read your mind. When you assume people know what you're thinking, you assume they are mind readers. Remember agreement number two, everyone is focused on themselves, not on you. The way to get around making assumptions is to ask questions. When your significant other doesn't call on time, you can ask yourself, do I really believe they don't like me? This can show you how you think about yourself as much as anything. If there is a misunderstanding at work, you can ask for clarification. If your boss gives you an assignment, ask the questions you need to make sure you have the assignment clear. We can also make assumptions about ourselves. We can greatly over or underestimate what we can or cannot do. This activates our inner critic and we start down the road to negative self-talk and we break agreement number one. The way to get around this is with an honest self-appraisal. Knowing yourself and your assets and limitations can help you stop making assumptions about yourself. Asking questions can help you stop making assumptions about others. If we don't make assumptions, we don't have to think or worry about anything outside of what's going on in us. Agreement number four, always do your best. This seems pretty self-explanatory, but how many times do we cut corners on a job or leave work early without finishing a task that needs to get done that day? Let's get more personal. How many times have you put off doing something like going to the gym or work on your blog just to watch more Netflix or YouTube? Doing your best isn't just for work, it's for yourself. In Agreement 1, we learned about the inner critic or inner judge. When we always do our best, we can quieten the inner critic. It won't have anything to say about our work. It won't be able to say you should have done this or why didn't you do that, because you've already done what you needed to do. Don't hear what I'm not saying. You can't keep this up 100% of the time. We all need rest. We need downtime and vacations. This isn't about hustle culture. It's about being your authentic self. Ruiz says, you can only be you when you do your best. When you don't do your best, you're denying yourself the right to be you. Your authentic self is who you were created to be, to live life to the fullest and be the best and only version of you there can ever be. You are unique and unrepeatable, and don't ever forget that. I talk a lot about living on purpose. The four agreements are a great way to do that. They give us suggestions on how to be intentional about what we say, how we receive input from others, how we think, how we participate in the world. In order to start living the four agreements, we can do a few things. Number one, start looking at what old agreements you've made with yourself and with the world you live in. Have you made agreements that are bad? Do you say things that are bad for yourself? Number two, let go of the past. We can't change it, and you can't fix today by worrying about what happened in the past. Don't worry about the future. Today is the only day that you have. Focus on today and live in today. Number three, make a pact with yourself to start living on purpose. Live free from outside influences and others' opinions. Be yourself on your terms. All right, that's all for this week. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, please like it and share it with others. And I appreciate everyone who's reached out and said how much they like the podcast. If you want to keep up with everything that's going on at Recapture Your Life, you can do that on the website at recaptureyour.life. And you can also sign up for a free coaching session on the website. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.